Welcome, everyone, to this Team Eagle special Momentum Monday call. Tonight, we're going to be talking to two wonderful members of our team here in Colorado, but I'm also going to be talking, of course, about Chapter 10 of our book, GoPro, which we're studying. Jenny is absent tonight. She is on both granny duty as a grandmother to our six grandchildren, but also special duty of being the piano teacher to our two oldest grandchildren, Owen, who's 11, Gavin, who's 9. They have their annual Christmas concert, piano concert, down at church, and Jenny is there. I ought to be there, but I'm here with you. So Jenny has every good reason, beyond excuses, to not being here. The other thing I want you to know, and some of you know this already, but our dear Rachel Harries, National Marketing Director on our team from Dallas, Texas, has been back in England for several weeks now with her mother, and the sad news is that Rachel's mother passed away in the early hours of yesterday morning. And so please keep Rachel and her family in your thoughts and prayers. And Rachel, if you do hear this at any point, our prayers are definitely going out to you, and I know you're feeling them. GoPro, the book, chapter 10 is a subject dear to my heart and dear to most of our hearts. We always say the fortune is in the follow-up, and that's absolutely true. I would also say that the fortune is also in the events, and especially in the way that we promote events. And that is skill number 7. Let me just spend a few minutes highlighting some of the key points from this chapter. The author Eric Worre's main focus is on big events, what he calls destination events. We would call them our twice annual conferences in the spring and in the fall. And that's fine, but I would say that most of what he refers to in terms of the big destination event, like our conference, applies just as much to our smaller events. He does make the point right up front that meeting people one-on-one, meeting in small groups, meeting at local or bigger events, that will have a huge impact on the long-term success of any business, but especially of our businesses in Juice Plus. He also says that professionals, Juice Plus professionals, as we would call ourselves, every one of us uses events as the cornerstone for building our business. And he doesn't use the expression an aha moment, but I prefer to call them aha moments. And he says that sometimes a person at an event says something in just the right way at just the right time, and it changes you forever. And we've come back and discussed that numerous times on these calls in the past. But he puts it very well. He says, Eric says, I gave up blaming at an event. I decided to become a professional at an event. I realized that no one could stop me at an event. I decided to go to the top at an event. In fact, he says, thinking back, I can't think of a single significant moment in my career that didn't happen at an event. And I would echo that, as I've echoed many of the things he said in his book. Events are powerful. They're simply powerful. You know, whether it's a very small event in home or a major event like a conference, attending those events always validates our decision to be involved, to join this business, to be part of Juice Plus. And in most cases, I hope at least, we see people at events that give us hope that if they can do it, maybe I can do it too. And this would certainly be true of new national marketing directors. And let me remind you that you can watch the video speeches of the new national marketing directors at our last Orlando conference online at teamjp.net. And I encourage you to do that because, just as I said, some of those people's stories really just confirm, golly, if they can do it, going through the trials and tribulations they went through, then there's no question we can as well. Above all, I would say events of all kinds, any event involving more than one person, and I would classify a three-way connection call, a three-way welcome call, where you get Jenny or me or Rachel or Wayne or any other leader in our business on a call with a new person on your team or with a prospect, that those build a sense of community. And of course, when you invite people into a home, your home or someone else's home, and you gather 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 of you, then a real sense of community is built. Community involving people who think like we do, you know, like-minded people in terms of both Juice Plus and healthy living and in terms of the business. The most important skill related to events is the skill involved in promoting events. And I don't have time to go into that in any depth now. We have other more important things to discuss. But promoting events begins with leading by example, which means attending events. And when someone consistently attends every event they can, attends the vast majority of events, then that person is the person who will be able to inspire others to join them, to come with them. Eric Worre describes some wisdom passed on to him by one of the most successful leaders in his company back in the day, 20 years ago. And I've never heard it said this way, but I will repeat it because it is very powerful. Eric asked this man, "What's the secret?" His reply, "Here's the secret. We're at an event with about 2,000 people," he said. "At the next of these events, in 6 months' time, half of these 2,000 won't come back. But the other half that does come back will be making about twice the average of everyone else in the room. Your job is to be one of those 1,000. And at the next event after that, half of those 1,000 won't come back. But the 500 who do come back will be making 4 times the amount of the average in the room. And this continues from event to event. So if you can continue to come back, you'll end up being among the highest paid in the room." That's profound. That's genius. And in my experience, that's true. So bottom line, with events, Eric and we have made it a priority. You know, speaking of the big events, Jenny and I haven't missed one of our conferences twice a year in 23 years. And in those early years, not just early weeks, early months, early years, we would go back time and again to a conference regretting we had no one with us. But we just kept on going, and now it's a very, very different story. So we made it a priority. Eric made it a priority. And in his inimitable way, he says, "Professionals understand there is a big difference between being an announcer of an event and a promoter of an event." There is a lot more about events and promoting events at our team website, teamjp.net/events. Don't miss that. There's a lot of good stuff there. So on the subject of events, he closes with, "There is no such thing as a silver bullet in this business, but this skill of promoting events is as close as it gets." So our next biggest event for all of us is the Phoenix Conference coming up next April. By the way, that will be the last conference in Phoenix for the foreseeable future. Once San Diego is back on the conference map for us, and also Sacramento will be a new location, Sacramento, California, a new location for conferences over the next several years. I don't know when we'll be back in Phoenix. So the opportunity for Texas folks, for obviously Arizona folks, to be able to get to the Phoenix conference easily, this is your last chance for a while. So my recommendation would be, don't miss it. At that Phoenix conference, we will announce the official corporate version of the Complete Transformation Program, which we are privileged to be piloting with a number of others around the country for corporate. I'll come on to Complete Transformation again in a moment, but at that conference, we will announce and introduce for good this time, rather than just as a pilot, the new Juice Plus Complete bar, nutrition bar. We will give a much higher focus to the Juice Plus Complete product, although we've already begun that very effectively. And as I say, we will introduce Complete Transformation. So I would like you to hit star six now, if your name is Michelle Snyder, because I did mute everyone out, and hitting star six should unmute you. So Michelle, just say something so I know you're there.
I'm here.
Good, thanks. As I promised, we're going to interview Michelle and one of her superstars on her team, Tara, tonight. And Michelle, you came to us through your husband. How did that work?
Well, my husband worked for the local phone company, and you guys were building your beautiful home in Glenwood Springs, and he came to install the phones. And he was visiting with you, Mick, and I think, if I remember correctly, because it's been a lot of years, the conversation got into, what do you do? What do you do? Kind of a thing. And I believe you told him about Juice Plus, and he said, my wife will be interested in that. And you gave him a card. That's
exactly right. Let me stop you there a moment, because he asked me that because I had taken a year off from this business to work with my sons and our builder to build that home. And when he knew that I was the owner, he obviously thought, well, that's a little unusual. That's different. So he asked me that leading question, and it was so interesting because I did give him my card. He did say, I think my wife will be interested in this. And, of course, he was right. And I remember that night going back to our RV, because we were still living in the RV at the time, and saying to Jenny, I told him the story, and I said, I don't know, but look out for a call from or look out at our website for Michelle Snyder, because he did tell me your name. And then sure enough, in a matter of days, there appeared your name as a new customer. So take it from there, Michelle.
Well, I did. I ordered the Juice Plus product. Actually, it was kind of a huge God thing for us because our oldest daughter has sports-induced asthma. And so at that time, we were on lots of different meds with her, and we were really hoping and praying for something better because we didn't like what it was doing, all the side effects. So when Shane came across this, of course, obviously I ordered it right away, and the kids started taking it. But I also had four kids at home at the time, and cost was a huge thing for us. And so I talked to Jenny after the first 4 months or whatever and said, you know, I just don't know if we can keep doing this. And she told
at some
me
point she got you guys into the Children's Health Study, didn't she?
That's when she did. She said, you can get you into the Children's Health Study. And this part is a little fuzzy because I've been with you guys for so long. In fact, I don't even really know how long I've been with you guys, but I know it's been a while. So, she said, well, have you ever thought about maybe becoming a Juice Plus rep? And of course, you know, no. So kind of kicking and screaming, I belligerently agreed to it. God bless Jenny. That's all I can say. Mm. And she was a great mentor and a great leader. And, you know, so that's where I started. I needed to pay for product.
Absolutely. And so to sort of cut a long story short, you did, and you came. I remember you came down to a big Prevention Plus event featuring Dr. Paul Williams down in Denver.
I did.
I think that event helped a lot.
Alone. I mean, I went to most things in the beginning alone.
Yep.
You know, except for you and Jenny, but I didn't have anybody to go with me. So that kind of, Eric's story reminded me and your story reminded me that you just have to keep going. So.
But I remember you meeting Dr. Paul Williams had a big impact on you, and the event itself had a big impact. And I'm sure that helped you then to come back with more belief and confidence.
Absolutely. Yeah, I came back, and I was just, you know, completely convinced of what I was doing. I knew it wasn't, I hadn't gotten into something that was not legitimate, you know, because I had been involved in other things, and they were just a disaster. And that was that one aha moment, like, okay, I'm on the right track. This is good.
And so again, to cut a long story short, you began building your team, and we worked with you from time to time, and your team grew, and your check became no, I mean, it's not huge, but it became significant to you. So what happened then? Keep it obviously briefly, but life really happened, didn't it?
It did. I had been with you guys probably 5 or 6 years. And, you know, I was at sales coordinator. I had almost $1,000 a month check. And we, our family went to on a vacation, and our second oldest daughter was injured very badly. And so pretty much our focus turned to our daughter and just kind of getting through that and getting through life and trying to figure out how we were going to live life from here on out with this new challenge. And but, you know, the great part is I did nothing with my business. And it stayed very solid. It took quite a few years for it to actually become an unqualified business. So that's been 5 years ago. And with just a little bit of work, I'm back to being qualified. And, you know, I can't tell you how much not only was Juice Plus a huge, the product, a huge blessing to my daughter, because that kid, with the injuries and the challenges she faced, everything they said she would have, she didn't. And I knew it was because she was so healthy. And, you know, the extra money from Juice Plus made it possible for my husband to come every weekend to the hospital and be with us. And, you know, I finally got back to where I'm more serious about my business now, and that's such a cool thing about what we do, is that no matter where we stop, it's right there to pick right back up and go for it again.
And I will tell you, for those listening, that that's one of the most powerful features of the Juice Plus company, the Juice Plus business model, that because you simply could not work the business anymore, your income did not stop. And that's not true of most other companies that I have heard of out there, not from personal experience, but that's simply not true. So that's very powerful. Quincy, your daughter, is doing well now, right?
She is. We are, you know, 5 years later, a lot of hard work. She's doing fantastic. And really, her progress has, you know, made it possible for me to also have progress, so to speak.
There you go.
And, you know, she's just all of my kids, but her facing what she faces every day, you know, if she can get up and have a great attitude, so can I.
And Michelle, you do, and I will blow your trumpet from here till eternity, because you are an amazing woman, an amazing wife, an amazing mother, and it's our privilege to have you on our team, and it's our delight to be able to, in any small way we can, to help. Two more things before I ask you to tell us how your superstar Tara came on your team. Tell us what's happened more recently, just at a high level, and why you're so excited about Complete Transformation.
Oh, well, my goodness. Okay. I'm excited about it because it is so, people are so receptive to it. People are excited, and, you know, I'm still trying to put my finger on the why they're so excited. Maybe it's because I'm so excited. But, you know, we've implemented the Complete Transformation into our home, so it's super easy to talk about. It's super easy to say, you know, this is what's happening with us, and, you know, how it's working in our lives. And, you know, and on top of that, we're just seeing huge gains in our business. And it's just very, very easy to talk about with people. And it's an easy program because it's a lifestyle change, not a diet.
Absolutely. And,
yeah. So, did I answer your question, Mick? I don't know.
Yeah, you did. And so before I dismiss you so you can get off to church,
okay.
Tell us how Tara came to join your team.
Well, my beautiful Tara is my sister-in-law. And I'll tell you what, closer to what I'd call my sister, really. But I talked to Tara about Juice Plus in the early days, and she was a little like me, pretty hesitant, maybe even kicking and screaming a little bit. But after about 3 years, I think, I finally convinced her to give it a shot, and she loved the product. It made a huge difference in her health, and then she decided to join the business and really just soared, and is still soaring, but especially now with the new complete transformation, she is just soaring. I mean, I don't even know how else to put it.
Mm-hmm.
She's just in her element, and she's doing fantastic. She's doing a great job of helping all of us and just being really proactive in everything, and she has great ideas.
Love it. Love it. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. God bless everyone.
God bless you. Hang up now and get to church.
All right, bye.
Okay, I'm hoping Tara's on. And Tara, if you are on, please hit *6 to unmute, because I did mute everyone out. Tara, welcome to the call. It's so great to have you on, and it was so great to hear Michelle's story. And why don't you just kind of pick up where she left off? Tell us about yourself, first of all, what you do, because that's pretty exciting, and then just tell us your version, your perspective on how Michelle introduced you to Juice Plus.
Okay. First of all, thank you so much for having me. This is an honor. Secondly, I am a personal trainer. I am an aerobics instructor. I don't teach at the moment, but I think I will be again in the near future. And I'm a mom and a wife, and I was introduced to Juice Plus. I was teaching a lot of very early morning classes, and I was always tired, always exhausted. My kids were fairly young then, and I would wake up in the morning and plan my naps that day. I mean, that's how exhausted I would be. And Michelle kept, my sister-in-law kept, you know, pushing and pushing, going, just try this, just try it, just try it. So she gave me a bottle of each to try, and I took them, and honestly, I didn't think I felt any different, honestly, until I quit taking it. And then I was like, okay, I can definitely feel the difference. So about 2 weeks after that, we signed up Chad, which is my husband, and I, and put both of our girls underneath us on the children's health study, and we have never looked back since. It's just been an awesome experience. It's been great for all of us.
So it Juice Plus really helped you to be able to have that crazy schedule of yours, teaching those classes.
Yes.
And by the way, I know from limited experience that even though you're teaching the class, you're working out too. I mean, it's not as if you're sitting back watching everybody else work
exactly.
out, right?
Exactly. Yes. It's a lot different than so-called, like, personal training is a lot different than actually being an aerobics instructor, because you are actually – aerobics instructors actually do – the workout with you. Personal
uh-huh.
trainers don't do a lot. I mean, they are pretty much checking form, grabbing your weights, and you're doing the work. So, yeah, it's totally a different, yes, very different.
That's right. So you developed a belief in it. You got your whole family on it, which is pretty much the way, you know, it works for most people. What
yes.
was it about the business that attracted you, and why did you decide to become a rep?
Well, you know, I can't really say exactly why. I know that it was, well, I might as well. I mean, it goes right along with what I do, so why not? So I just kind of jumped in, and when I jumped in, I mean, I jumped head first, and it just literally, it blew sky high, and it was awesome. It was so awesome. Fast track to sales coordinator, it was great. And then after that 6 months, I just kind of, I don't know that I stopped, but I just, things were going on. I was busy and all that. And I just kind of still did the business, but not as gung-ho as I was before.
Mm-hmm. So earlier this year, Tara, you picked up the program of like Thirsty Thursday open houses.
Yes.
And you and Michelle and some others were doing these back in the summer with some success, right?
Yes. Yes, yes, very much so.
And what was attractive to you about that format?
Well, it was the meeting that we had at Jessica's house in Silt, and Natalie Wilson came and talked about what her team was doing in California, and how, I mean, she had all this enthusiasm and all this, you know, just going crazy. And I'm like, I want that. Whatever she's got, I want it, because she was so excited, you know, all of this. So I just buddied up with her. She was doing the Thirsty Thursdays here in Rifle, and buddied up with her, and we just kind of started inviting people to her house when she would have it, and to my house when I would have it, and we just kind of joined in, and that's kind of how we did it all through the spring and the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. It was very great.
Great. And, you know, I think one of the cool things is not just being able to buddy up with someone else, and in many cases you buddy up with a sideline like Natalie, but it was also just an open house, a much less formal, much more warm and welcoming kind of format, right?
Exactly. I mean, people could come, they could have snacks, they could have a glass of wine, they could have, you know, juice, they could have water, they could just sit and talk and get to know each other, you know, or if you haven't seen each other for a long time, get caught up. And then they would do, Natalie would usually do just a short video on the Tower Garden and Juice Plus. And if anyone was interested in the business part of it, we could also do a short video on that. And that was the end of it. It was, that was totally the end. It was quick. People could stay and chat if they wanted, or they could go home. But it was quick, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It was very low key, no stress. You know, nothing had to be perfect. We kind of just flew by the seat of our pants, depending on who was there, you know, who wanted what. So it was it was awesome.
So my guess is that having done a series of those this last spring and summer, this probably set you up really well then to do your complete transformation event last week. But before we get on to that, at what point did you start to embrace complete transformation? Because, you know, knowing you, I would have thought it was a perfect fit. But I think it took you a while, didn't it?
Well, this is so funny, because I have on my computer, which really cracks me up, I have on my computer how to incorporate the shakes with my business, because so many people were drinking these other shakes with so much junk in it, that how can I make it a point to bring Juice Plus into this with my clients who are having all the whey protein, you know, all these other protein drinks that had all the junk in it as well. So I was really trying so hard to bring that in. And so I actually did, it was minimum, medium, and maximum results is what I called it. And it was, you know, the minimum was just, you know, a shake here and there when you needed it before, after workouts. Moderate was like, you know, one shake a day. And maximum was more than one. And you could do it for a meal, you could do it, you know, pre or post workouts, you could do whatever. And it's so funny because it's still on my computer. And then I talked to, I think it was Amy. I don't know, W-I-R-Z.
Wirtz. Amy Wirtz. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. I talked to her and Natalie both about this complete transformation. And this is so funny. I was supposed to have a Thirsty Thursday at my house, and no one showed up. Not one person showed up to my house. And so I texted Natalie, and she says, how's it going? Do you need me to come and help? And I said, no one's here. And she's like, I tell you what, come to my house. She says, we are doing, I'm FaceTiming my team in California, and they're having a Thirsty Thursday, and they're introducing the complete transformation. Why don't you come and just see how they're doing it? And I went, and just sat and listened and watched, you know, the FaceTime. And they were amazing. I mean, excited, telling, you know, different stories on, well, different people stood up and said, you know, this is what it's done for me and that. And it was awesome. I'm like, I want to do that. That's so easy. I could totally do that. And it's all planned out for me. I don't have to do my own planning. It's all right there for me. And then I started calling my team. I got with Michelle, and we just decided, you know what, we're going to start meeting once a week, whether we need it or not, and figure out who's on board, who's not. Who is on board, we will help. Who's not on board, you know, if they decide to come on board, we'll help them, but we're not going to worry about it either and not waste our time on, you know, someone who doesn't want to be a part of it. And we just started with that, and then we planned our first event, and it was awesome. It was so awesome. I love it.
Yeah, but your first event, what was your first event last week, or did you do one before that?
No, first event was last week, yes.
But last week was December, and you had an incredible November.
Yes, and that is because I introduced every single person I was training to the complete transformation. Every single person. I said, okay, I have this. I would really love for you to try it. And at that point, I was just starting it myself, and I was like, I don't, and I'm big on this. If I'm going to make my client do it, I'm going to make sure I do it, because
absolutely.
I want to know what the results are. I don't want to tell them to do something that's either harmful or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
So I was doing it, and I said, you know, and I told them, I said, I've noticed mostly with the second shake during the day, a lot of energy in the afternoon, which I'm not, I have energy, but it's not like I wanted it, I guess. And I'm not a caffeine drinker, but I was loving it. And I said, just that, I think this is huge. And I had a couple of people that were really on a standstill as far as losing more weight and where they wanted to be and not reaching the goals that we wanted for them as far as weight loss. And I said, I think this might kick it, because you'll have the energy to work out a little harder, to, you know, do what you need to do. And I mean to tell you, it just snowballed. So November was huge, because that's when every one of my clients jumped on board. And they're like, okay, sign me up. Whatever we need to do, let's do it. And so
that says a lot about you and the relationship you have with your clients. It really does. But describe the event you had last week. Just what was the format? How did you do it? How did it go?
It's so funny, because we really just flew by the seat of our pants. I mean, we did it really. It's so funny. It cracks me up. Okay, we were sitting talking about the event, you know, planning it. I think Monica, Cindy, and Michelle were in charge of the Facebook ad to put, you know, on Facebook and all of that, so that everyone could invite their friends or whatever. I was in charge of the flyer. And so we just kind of shared all that. And then when it came to do the presentation or whatever, we used your teamjp.net website with the PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
And we just said, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Cindy knew how to hook her computer up to my TV. We'll just go through it. If you need to say anything or I need to say anything about whatever that flight is, let's just say it. And it was very informal, no big deal. And what we did, another thing that we did, is we wanted prizes for everyone who came. So we did like the little capsule holders or the, you know, Juice Plus holders. We did that. We did some shakers. We did a bag of Complete. We did magnets, that kind of thing, just to, an incentive, you know, so people walked away saying, oh, I got something, you know, and we did that. And the only thing that I can say that we didn't do very good on is I think we went too long on our talk. I wish we would have cut it down a little bit more, because people would have had more time after to talk and discuss and things like that, because people can ask questions at the end, and it makes it very informal, you know, and you can, you know, have fun and do all that. And I think we made it a little too long to where people were almost getting bored because it was just going on. We were, in other words, we were telling them too much information about it, and mm-hmm. we should have just kept it very simple, to the point, you're done.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that a Prevention Plus event is an intellectual event, but the in-home events need to be emotional events.
Exactly. And that's what I love, because I had a client of mine who is on it from Silt. She came to it because she, and this is exactly why she came, is she says, I feel like since Thanksgiving, I've kind of been off track because of the holidays. And she says, I just want to be built back up so that I can keep going. And that's yeah. exactly why she came. And then she has signed up to be one of my distributors, her and her daughter. So I'm like, yay, I'm so glad you came.
And so that happened on the night, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, just hearing, and it was really cool because we talked about the business, not a lot, but a little bit about the business, because that's my goal from here on out. No matter what we are, we're going to introduce every single person that we come into contact with the business, because you never know. You know, you don't know where they're at in their life. Are they ready for something like that or not? And I think too often we take that on our own, saying, oh, we know they would never be interested. And
that's
like
so right.
Jessica is a perfect example, because she's always been the breadwinner of the house. She has a full-time job. She loves her job. But she also has, six orders underneath her that I'm like, it's silly for you not to become a distributor, because you get paid on your own orders alone is huge. And then her daughter is looking for something to make some extra money while she's in school. Perfect.
Well, you know, we talk about transformation, Tara, but you have experienced a transformation because you're now in a place where you are going to share the business with everybody in a beautifully low-key but excited way, because for you, there's nothing to lose, and for them,
exactly.
there's everything to gain.
Yes, exactly.
And that's a transformation right there. So
yes.
the event went well. You got some more
Very
customers,
well.
I assume.
Yes. Yeah, I got... I do have... and it's so weird because my husband and I just sat down I don't know, 30 minutes ago or whatever, and had lunch together. And sitting next to us was a friend of mine from we've been friends since I was a little tiny girl. And he just got done with surgery, and he's like, and he asked me, and he's not on Juice Plus. Now, I've talked to him about it, but he's not on it. And he said, does Juice Plus have some kind of a eating program, like that I could shed like 20 pounds right now? And I'm like, absolutely. And I said, I could totally help you do that. He's like, I'm totally serious about it. I'm going to call you. And it's like the other avenue. And this is so weird. This is how our society is. But when someone says, okay, all you need to do is take this and you will have, you know, these kind of results as far as the scientific results. But when someone comes up to you and says, okay, I can shed 20 pounds, I'm in. It's so weird how it's so backwards in our society, how people are like, okay, shouldn't it be health first and then, you know, and then all of it kind of rolls in together. But when someone says, I can lose weight or we are so, I don't know if it's vain is the right word, but we
It's one
do.
Word.
yeah. It's like.
But you know, but Tara, you know as well as I do that, actually that's okay. Because whatever reason that person, that old friend gets started on complete transformation, you and I know what's going to happen.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, they'll lose some weight, but yes. they will discover some other major health benefits. So within a month or two, they're going to be saying, "Oh yeah, the weight loss that was okay, but listen to what I've experienced beyond weight loss."
And that is so exciting. That is so. And this is such a good avenue for people to discover there's more than just the weight loss. There's
Absolutely.
So much more. Yep.
Absolutely.
It's
and
so
all those other programs fail because all they experience is weight loss.
And that's it.
And they gain all the weight back plus more.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you're in a profession where you see that all the time.
Oh, all the time. All the time. It is like, yeah, it's never ending. Never
so
ending.
Another quick question. You've put a lot of people into the Complete Transformation program in the last few weeks. Are you plugging them into some of them, if they're on Facebook, into the Facebook group?
Yes. Every single person that I sign up with the Complete Transformation, I automatically put them into the Facebook account. Now, there's a lot of people actually most of my people from Alpine Bank are not on Facebook, which is so crazy. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so crazy that you're not on Facebook.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, I guess we get enough because I see them at least 3 times, if not 4 times a week. So we get enough interaction that it keeps them going. And plus them working together, they see each other every day. So they're watching, and they are the biggest tattletales. I mean,
right. So just to, sorry to butt in, but you've got two different groups of people. You've got your own clients.
Very much.
And, you know, this call should be more about events. But here's the thing. One of the things that is true about events, very good events, whether they're big or small, is the person who comes gets a sense of community. And, of course, that's what you do with your classes. And when your clients are with you, you're there in small groups. You've got a sense of community. They're all there for roughly the same reason. And although you are their personal trainer, their coach, their instructor, whatever, you have built community. And that's exactly what we do with events, whether they're in-home events or bigger events. But those folks, those friends, those family members of yours who aren't clients of yours, don't you feel that plugging them into Facebook provides not the same but something similar in the way of community with the accountability thing as well?
Yes. Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, I tell this to everyone, well, especially with the Complete Transformation, and it goes right along with the business plan as well. But I'm like, you have got to do this with someone. I don't care if it's the Facebook page. I don't care if it's a friend, if it's your spouse, if it's your roommate, who it is, but you've got to do it with someone else because of the accountability. Very, very, I think they're less than 1% of all people who join a so-called healthy lifestyle change can do it solely on their own without any outside help, you know, from either a personal trainer, friends, family, whatever, kind of helping them out to do it. So you either need to be on Facebook or you need to join with a friend, which is perfect because if you want to become a distributor, I mean, you can join all your friends around you and make it a business too. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Okay, so my last thing for you is not a question. It's a thank you. Tara, you and your friend produced the most phenomenal trifold brochure. It's the most beautiful, best thing I've seen in a long time.
That's so good.
And I want to thank you on behalf of all of us in Team Eagles. I want to thank you for sharing it with us, for allowing us to benefit from it. It's such a giving spirit that you have that is the same for all of us. Thank you for that. Thanks for your time tonight. And I got to say, for you and your team and Michelle, the future looks bright, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited for the future. I am so excited. The fire has lit, and it's not going out. It's not.
Absolutely. Tara, thanks again. Congratulations.
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a great Christmas, and 2014 is going to be awesome. Proud of you, girl.
It is. Hey, thank you
Bye.
So much, Nick.
God
Have
bless.
A good one.
Thanks.
Bye.
I can tell you that last month, the month of November, this is the month which begins the holidays. It's the month of Thanksgiving, people. It's the month when anyone who wants an excuse has an excuse to step back and do not very much in this business. But that last month, if you saw my email recognizing the top performers on Team Eagles for the month, you will know that Michelle herself took 10 new orders last month, and Tara took 18 new orders, and most of those were Complete Transformation orders. they won't mind me telling you that Michelle's check last month went up by 75% and Tara's check went up by 95%. And they are both solidly in the comma club. What does comma club mean? It simply means there is a comma in their check. So it's a four-figure check. From our first call in January, and we will kick off our new 90-day challenge leading into the Phoenix Conference. And that 90-day challenge will put a very high focus and emphasis on complete transformation. And our Monday night calls will be all about sharing experience, as well as recognizing those who are doing well in the contest. We will just be exchanging and sharing experience with complete transformation. The one thing I can tell you, the one thing that I can put my finger on as to one of the reasons why this is being so successful and why this is transforming people's businesses, and will do so more and more, is simply results. We know, those of us who have been working with Juice Plus for a long time, most of us on this call, we know that it takes time. Juice Plus is food. When we get people started on Juice Plus, the capsules, even on the trio, it takes time. You know, after 3 to 4 months, we hope that most people will have noticed something. But with complete transformation, when we start people on the trio and when they start replacing one and then two meals a day with a shake based on the Juice Plus Complete powder with lots of great fruits and veggies and other things added to it, replacing two meals a day, initially one meal for the first week and then two meals for the next 4 weeks a day, those results that traditionally we've taken months or years to see, they happen in days or weeks. Literally, I am not exaggerating. If you've listened to any of those Transformation Tuesday night calls at our website, those stories are typical. And so when you accelerate the results that people get, the excitement builds. A person like those transformers we hear on those Tuesday night calls, their friends, their family, their coworkers, they see the change in them taking place over a matter of days and weeks. And they can't help but be infected by the excitement of the results they're seeing. You know, since our mission is inspiring healthy living around the world, I've never seen anything that comes anywhere close to complete transformation for enabling us to fulfill that mission, to live out that mission in the lives of people, and for them to see the results of it very, very quickly. I can only strongly recommend that at this time of year, that you print out copies of the brochure or just send it to people by email if you want to do it the cheap way. Send people, those you use the brochure with, let them see the guide, the Complete Transformation Guide, which is obviously much more comprehensive, but which clearly explains how it works. And there is no better time to be putting this in the hands of people you know, of people you love, who want to see a transformation, whether it's weight loss or transformation in their health, right now, because come January the 1st, they will be doing something, and this is what they should be doing, without a shadow of doubt. So, thanks everyone for joining us on this call tonight. We will not have a call next Monday, only 2 days before Christmas, such a precious and special time of the year for us. And so we will get back together with you 2 weeks from tonight. But you know where we are. You know how to reach us. If we can help in any way between now and then, don't hesitate to call. Thanks, everyone. God bless. Talk to you soon, and bye for now.